took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning on this awesome Thursday, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. This is where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, we pray, and I assign a new task each day, and it's within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Today, our topic is how to effectively wait on God, the finale or part three of this three-part series. And our scripture for this morning comes from 1 Kings 13, 11 through 26. That's going to be a little long, so I'm getting ready to delve right in this morning. So go ahead and get your Bibles ready. Again, that's 1 Kings 13, 11 through 26. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, the things that the Lord is doing in my life, and how I'm being used by Him to bless your life, as well as hear the prior powerful Morning Motivation cast on my ministry website, and that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have the Bible ready. I'm ready for some hot breakfast this morning. I'm motivated. Let's go. 1 Kings 13, beginning at verse 11, and I am reading from the KJV. I want you to really pay attention to this. This is going to knock your socks off. Now, there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they also told to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then said he unto him, come home with me and eat bread. Now listen to what the prophet, the man of God, responds. This is going to be important later. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way thou camest. He said unto him, now this is the father now talking to the prophet, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. The prophet, he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet, the one who had lied to the other prophet that brought him back. And he, meaning the prophet, cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, meaning the prophet that the Lord told not to stop and go eat somewhere, and when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass, or his dead body, cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back, this is the last verse, from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him into the lion, which had torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. What is our topic for this morning? How to effectively wait on God, part three, or the finale. And I'm going to tell you that step three today is to stay consistently focused on the race and be aware of deceivers, even if they say they came from God. Stay consistently focused on the race and be aware of deceivers, even when they tell you they came with a word for you from the Lord. Our first step in part one of this series on Tuesday was for you to ensure that what you were waiting for was within the will of God. And I taught you about the general will and the individualized will. Yesterday, the second step was to exhibit active faith, to exhibit an ongoing or perpetual, sustained, active faith in regard to what you said God had promised you. And I taught you the difference between active faith and passivity, and what you had to do when you were really someone who was living in a state of active faith consistently. Now, today, I want to focus on reminding you to stay consistently focused on the race that you're running for the promise that you said, that you said, that you said, that I said God had for us, that we've already weighed it out to make sure it was within God's will, that we've invested our time spiritually and naturally into, because we have been exhibiting the active faith. Why do all of that only to get detoured from the race? Because you are allowing deceivers to come in and tell you something that God told you the exact opposite. Tell you to do something that you know is not what God told you. So in this book, I love this situation, this story in 1 Kings, because it is one of the very few instances in the Bible where you see the Bible showing you one prophet intentionally lying to another. The Bible said, but he lied unto him. And that's very rare in the Bible where someone comes, especially in the Old Testament, who is identified as a prophet by the Bible itself and says, I have a word from God. And it turns out that it was a setup. So in this situation, God had sent one of the prophets to go speak to the king, who was Jeroboam at that time. And so he had gone in, he had given the word. And before God sent this prophet, he instructed him, look, go do exactly what I told you. Don't stop and eat. Don't stop and go in to stay in someone's home. Go give this word, do what I told you to do, and come back. I mean, he got these instructions specifically from the Lord. So the prophet does that. And while he's doing what he's supposed to be doing with King Jeroboam, Jeroboam reaches out, touches the altar, and his hand becomes instantly withered up or paralyzed. And the prophet heals Jeroboam. So there are people there who see this. So they run back home to their father, who is also a prophet, and they tell him about what this other prophet has done. So their father says, wait a minute, I need to go and meet this prophet. So he goes to meet him and he says, hey, come on by my house. Let's talk about this. But then the healing prophet, I'll do it that way so we won't mix them up, the one who healed the king says, well, no, I can't do that because God specifically told me I'm not to stop and eat or drink. But then the father prophet looks him straight in the eye and says, well, wait, the Lord sent me to you with a word. An angel came unto me. Look at how he developed this lie. He didn't just say God sent me. He said an angel came unto me and told me to come find you and tell you all of these things. And then the healing prophet said to himself, well, okay, I'll go do it. But he got a word directly from the Lord. So if the Lord had been able to speak to him initially to tell him, don't stop and eat and drink, don't you think the Lord would have spoken to him if God was changing the game plan? So then the healing prophet goes and eats with this father prophet. And look at what the deceiver did. He sat there, watched him eat, watched him drink, let him have a good time. And then when he finished, he turned around and said, listen, now I really got a word from the Lord for you. God said you disobeyed him. And because you didn't do what he said, but instead listen to me, then you won't even make it home. Your dead body or your carcass is going to be lying on the street somewhere en route. And sure enough, as the healing prophet leaves, I'm sure he was shaking in his boots then because he knew he had disobeyed the Lord. A lion attacks him and he's killed and his body is lying in the street. And people go back and tell it to the father prophet and he doesn't even express any remorse. He says, well, he was disobedient unto the Lord. So that's what happens. I'm telling you today, you need to be aware of deceivers. Be aware of people coming to your life. I don't care if they say they're a prophet, they're a minister, whomever, and they are in direct opposition to what you know the Lord told you to do, to what you know God promised for you. God promised you healing. And here they come and say, well, you know what? I just wouldn't worry about that because you might not make it. And you succumb to that lying word and say, well, okay, you know, you might be right. There are situations where women have gone into churches saying that they were prophets, ministers, and evangelists, and then ended up marrying the pastors who were already married when they got into the church. Yeah, you heard it right. Well, women have gone into churches saying they were prophets, pastors, evangelists, ministers. And when they walked in the church, the pastor was married, had a wife. But within a year, the pastor's divorced from his current wife and now married to this one. You better be careful and be aware of deceivers. There are men who have done the same thing. I'm aware of a pastor who was sending one of his armor bearers off to preach the gospel so that he could sleep with the armor bearer's wife. And then when it finally, and that pastor had a wife. And then when it finally came out, the armor bearer got his wife and left the church. And then that pastor's current wife, you know, was sitting there. Half the people left. Be aware of deceivers who come to intentionally remove you from the race. Those people like the skater, I forgot her name, it just slipped my tongue, who came in and devised a plan, remember years ago, to injure Nancy Kerrigan so she could win. Even Adam in the Bible had received the word from God, you can eat of everything in this garden, but of this tree, the fruit from this tree you shall not eat. But then Eve listened to the serpent and came back and told him, oh, eat from this one. This one is good. Adam had received a word directly from the Lord. And because of that, he suffered death and mankind suffered death. And we came under the auspices of the rulers of darkness of this world. I'm trying to tell you, step three, you better stay focused on the race that takes you to the promise. that God has given you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't allow other people to take you off the path, to miss getting the opportunity, to run across the finish line with your hands up in the air because you crossed at the finish line and broke through the ribbon. Don't miss the opportunity to stand in the winner's circle, to stand on the winner's podium, to have the medal around your neck, to receive your trophy. Don't miss the opportunity to walk into the land of promise, to receive milk and honey, to have more than enough in every area, every genre, every need for your life. Because you listen to the deceivers. We're in the last days. And God said in the last days, people will have itching ears. In other words, only wanting to hear what's good, a pleasurable word. And because of that, we will allow ourselves to be deceived because we look for ministers and pastors who only have an inspiring word, who only say something to make us feel good, who refuse to deal with our sin and even the fact that sin exists and that hell exists. Don't listen to the deceivers. You'll be sidetracked, injured, and your carcass will be somewhere laying on the road. And the same people that brought you into that disobedience, that celebrated with you when you were backslidden or when you were out of the will of God, will walk by and say, well, that's what he gets. That's what she gets because he or she was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Let's go into prayer right now because we run out of time. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for a great word this morning on the Morning Motivation broadcast to let us have our eyes open spiritually and naturally, our ears open, God, to be aware of the deceivers who are out here trying to move us from your will. Sometimes, Lord, the deceivers will come and say that they are coming in the name of the Lord. They might be pastors. They might be teachers. They might be politicians. They might be friends. They might be family members. They may be in our own homes. But Lord, you said that your sheep know your voice and another will they not follow. Help us to know your voice this morning so that we stay focused on the race, so that we receive the promise, so that we get to live in the winner's circle, not see it from afar, not make it to the promised land and watch others who are basking in the glory, not see others winning and sit there and cry because we never made it across the finishing line. Help us to run this race with patience, staying focused consistently and not digress. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are backslidden, if you have detoured from the will of God, if you've never been in the will of God, I'm going to give you that opportunity to reconnect or to newly connect with him this morning. Come on and repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, I ask that you come into my life and be my Savior. I confess that I am saved. I confess that I am renewed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord for his salvation this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those examples that I were giving you, know that they are true. These are situations that I know of. And if it happens in the church that there are such deceivers to that extent, you better be aware of who's in your life. Hallelujah. The announcement for today. Glory to God, I felt that word. It said, I want you to go to the website, enter your prayer requests and your testimonies. Tomorrow is Feel Deep Fire Friday, and on Fridays I go into intercessory prayer over all of your prayer requests. So go to feeldeepfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And on the Morning Motivation page, there's a link where you can enter your prayer request. You don't even have to put your name, and I'll read them on air tomorrow and pray over them. Now, our topic for this morning was how to effectively wait on God, part three, the finale. And your step three for today was to stay consistently focused on the race for your promise and don't digress. Be aware of deceivers, even when they come in the name of the Lord. So your task for this morning is to evaluate the words that you've been receiving from people and make sure that they are in alignment with what God has promised you for your life. And if not, you need to get that stuff out of your ears. Don't let people make you miss the mark. All right, we got a breakfast date in the morning, everybody, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. If for any reason you miss breakfast with me live, go to feelthefire.com and you can hear this broadcast plus all of the other ones on the morning motivation page. Feelthefire.com. God has broken chains this morning. I'll meet you for breakfast, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams.